This is the playbook.
It's so important that, you know, there's so much content out there. It's so important that we don't write down everything. It's equally important that we don't capture nothing. And my takeaway for the month is that I am creating a system to capture that which resonates with me and creating a system to access that what resonates with me, because I believe that which resonates with me is an indicator of what I should be aware of. I just have to take it out of the context of time. And so, you know, I went to college and probably high school and college and law school and business school and work and about $1 million of personal development from Lee Robbins to William Dyer to Jack Canfield to Bob Proctor, writing down every single thing. And now all I have is a $500 a month sludge bill because it's worthless, but I somehow feel like I can't get rid of the banker's boxes of information that I have captured. But what I've learned as a takeaway is that if we only capture that which resonates with me, when somebody says something and it strikes a chord, and it doesn't have to strike a chord with everyone. You know, one of the funny ones was on Threads. I do post every day, you know, some sort of thing that resonates with me. The one that resonated most with me was players win games, but coaches win players. And man, I thought that was going to just go viral. It's probably the worst performing one that I have, but yet it means the most to me. And an indicator to me, I'm heightened in my awareness of, you know, understanding that which resonates with me. So on biggest takeaways, as we enter a new month, I would love for you to share something that resonates with you. And if something resonates with all of us, go ahead and write it down, reposit it, create a system to search for it, because sooner or later, it's going to have great importance in your life. All right, Nick, go ahead. Unless you want to give your takeaway, let's bring someone up to give theirs.
We have so many people that are requesting to the stage, so I will pass the mic over to Justin, who's been patiently waiting. Justin, happy Friday, happy September. Feel free to unmute yourself and share your takeaway.
Happy Friday and happy September, everybody. Dave, along the lines of what you're saying of taking notes and not taking notes of everything, but what resonates with you, I recently had a call with a mentor and a good mutual friend of ours, Blaine Bartlett, was teaching me some things. And, you know, one of the things I wrote down or call that really resonated with me was that things aren't asking to be judged by you. You have the power to have no opinion. And that was something that hit me like a Mack truck, because I'm someone who likes to have a lot of control and a lot of, I want to, you know, observe everything and have an opinion on it. And, you know, what I've realized and learning through that quote and getting down that quote is that when you have no judgment on things, things happen to stay in motion a lot more. Judgment seems to create a lot of, put a stop to a lot of things, puts the brakes on things. And so what I've learned is that when you can have less judgment on things, they stay in motion more. And as a result, we have less emotion and less wasted emotion on the things that we're judging. And so, yeah, that's my takeaway. That's something that's been stuck at the forefront of my brain and trying to apply that in my day-to-day life. And so I just wanted to share that with everybody. And again, happy Friday and happy September.
Justin, that, you know, is an amazing one. It's so funny because what creates the interference between us and where we want to be or better is fear and doubt. That fear and doubt is what creates not only resistance to what we want, but accelerates us in the wrong trajectory. It accelerates us towards what we don't want, what's missing, or what other people are wanting for us, which is prominent today, especially with social media, et cetera. And so it's so important, because judgment is merely an opinion based on ignorance and doubt. And so if we can have no judgment, if we only seek the light, the love, and the lessons in other people's behaviors, thoughts, words, beliefs, and feelings, if we only seek, I repeat, the lessons, the light, the love in other people's actions, words, thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, we will continue to build momentum, to be enthusiastic, to apply our why. We will have far less resistance. We will live at ease. We will not move in a trajectory angry or where we don't want to be, what's missing or what other people want for us. And so that is a great takeaway. Just remember, as Justin has learned, that judgment is an opinion based on ignorant and doubt. Ignorant and doubt is what creates resistance, void, shortages, obstacles, accelerates us, aggregates us, compounds us in the wrong trajectory of what we don't want, what's missing, or what other people want for us. All right, Nick, we got tons of people waiting to come up. Let's keep them rolling.
Yeah, we are rocking and rolling, to say the least, starting the month off hot. And we got Marissa, who is up here. We're patiently waiting on the stage. Marissa, happy Friday. Feel free to unmute yourself and share your takeaway of the month.
Good morning, Dad. I hope you're enjoying Florida.
Oh, it's that Marissa. Hi.
Hi. My takeaway of the week is, the more you know who you are and what you want, the less you let things upset you, which very much resonated with me, because sometimes I let other people's opinions get in the way instead of just very, very much being true to what I believe my truth about myself is.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you. That's my daughter, everyone. So I apologize for being biased. So it's interesting, because another of the great personal energy crisis that is occurring. See, there's a huge personal energy crisis. People are bleeding energy and they're not utilizing it. And there's so much of it out there. And so this personal energy crisis that's going on, one is because of judgment, as Justin indicated. The other is exactly what you're talking about. There is a void. There is a black hole of energy. There is a suck, a bleed that exists between two places. One, who I am. You said knowing who I am, what I want, who I can help and who can help me, how best can I get it done, allowing the outcomes to manifest or to materialize themselves by what I do say, think, believe, and feel. But there's a huge void between who I am and who I want other people to think I am. And we see it all the time. I fight it all the time. When you do as much content as I do, trying to keep bony ego-based consciousness out of it, about, ooh, you know, my stomach doesn't look good in that picture, or that doesn't sound right, or I don't like, oh no, who I am, my essence, my skills, my knowledge, and my desire. And I am trying to shorten the distance between who I am and who I want other people to think I am, whether I'm with my family, friends, associates, or doing videos, trainings, whatever it is that we're doing. I'm trying to decrease that distance as well, which will hopefully help counteract this crisis that we're in, this personal energy crisis of people wasting time, emotion, energy, et cetera, instead of accelerating and aggregating and compounding their outcomes exponentially. I'm so proud, Marissa. Love you. And I always have your back. Thank you for joining us. Love you too. Zach, Nick, why don't you reset the room real quickly for the Breakfast of Champions? And I know we have a meetup today. I'm in Fort Myers, Florida, and it's beautiful. There's no hurricane in Florida. What the heck? Anyway, it's beautiful here. But let's set the room. Also invite people for next week in Vegas.
Absolutely. Just quickly resetting the room, everybody. This is Best Podcast, the Breakfast of Champions, and this is David Meltzer's Power Hour. Today, we are focusing in on the takeaways of the month, especially from August as we kick off a new month here. And I see we're at about 378 invites down there at the bottom. So let's make sure to continue to invite our friends, family, anything that you think would benefit from this conversation. As I know, obviously, there's an immense amount of value to be taken. And of course, no better way to start off a month than with an incredible community like this. As David said, he is in Fort Myers today, and we'll be hosting a meetup at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's going to be the lobby of the Luminary Hotel right here in downtown Fort Myers. And David is also going to be in Las Vegas next week, hosting a meetup, a VIP dinner, even doing a keynote. If you are interested in meeting up with David and our community, feel free to email David directly, david@dmeltzer.com. And of course, David will also be more than happy to throw in a copy of his book. He'll send a copy, sign a copy, and even pay for shipping. Once again, that email is just david@dmeltzer.com. Awesome. And it looks like we have Gigi. Gigi, happy Friday. Welcome to the room and feel free to unmute yourself to your takeaway.
Happy Friday and happy anniversary, David.
Thank you so much.
So my biggest thing is actually a question that I asked you, and you helped me so much. When I asked you about my trajectory, and you said your trajectory is your own, and that helped me notice my ego as, oh, I should be here, or I should be there. But that was the best interference, and now I'm patient. And the second one is I have a 1-month-year-old niece, and I love her just because she is, and it's what you always say, like, I am the unworthy, there is a force that loves me, and it's like, I need to love myself just because I am, and then whatever I do is a bonus on top of everything I have. So those are my biggest takeaway, and I just started working on this, and it changed my life in a week. So I'm looking forward to seeing progress on it. So I appreciate you.
And Gigi, can you just repeat the actual takeaway? I missed it at the beginning. Can you repeat that?
Is that my trajectory is my own, and nobody can tell me anything about that. And I just need to be patient. It's ego that tells me I should have been here or there. And it's just, and that's great interference, you know, instead of focusing on abundance and the opportunities that are just in front of me.
Yeah.
So that was blinding me. So that's one of my biggest takeaway. So I appreciate you for that.
I appreciate that takeaway. Well, you can mute yourself. We have a little bit of background. Okay. So, you know, anyone out there have studied Wayne Dyer and, you know, the lessons that we learn. Wayne Dyer's name actually means to light the way. The Tao is the way. And what we want to do is light the way. And it's our way that we're lighting. And the way that we light it is by clearing the interference, the clouds, or the fog in the way. And so a lot of times those fogs are represented by what's missing, what we don't have in other people's opinion. And we allow ourselves to get lost outside of the trajectory in which we want to be in. And so, you know, to know our way, to know what we want each day is to know our way, to know who we can help along the way and who can help us along the way allows us to have a faster aggregate of the way. And then it also helps on how to move in that trajectory or the way. And so, you know, this idea of I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I'm worthy, whatever I am, there needless to be anything after it. It's just, I am, what am I doing to interfere with what I am? Not what you are, not what's missing, not what we don't have, but I am. And so let's all find our way, our trajectory of where we want to be or better, and light the way with who we can help and who can help us in order to facilitate a more accelerated how, and also greater clarity, balance, and focus on the prioritization of what we want to experience along the way. Thank you, Gigi. Also, Nick, I want to add one thing. We do have also a VIP dinner with Ryan Pineda, Flex Lewis, Forrest Griffin, many others as well on Thursday. So I have to invite everyone on to Vegas on Thursday for another one of our VIP dinners. We usually do a meetup and VIP dinner around keynotes that I've been hired to do, and it's been an extraordinary addition to our community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. We had one last week with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Chicharito and many, many others along the way. But go ahead, Nick, along the way, who wants to come up next? Or you want me to take a takeaway just real quick from online? All right, sounds good. I also, I mean, some of them, we got Drew Brees in San Diego. I'm Bilyeu and Brady, Tom Brady and Chicharito, Mexico City. We got a variety. We're going to Indy as well with Marshall Faulk. So if you want to combine thought leadership and a lot of fun and a little bit of celebrity, the VIP dinners are really fun, and we learn a lot. Nobody leaves. It's frequency is my neighborhood should be the title of it. But anyway, here's a takeaway. My takeaway is to not get attached to the outcome, but rather attach yourself with the daily practices. You know, this is where the ferocious Buddha comes in. I think a lot of people have a difficult time reconciling outcomes. And it's because they haven't clarified their source of faith, whatever their source of faith comes from, religion, spirituality, whether it comes from philosophies or theories, or even best options, which is where my source of faith comes from. I've accumulated and learned and continue to learn and study every single day, religion, spirituality, philosophies, and theories. And from what I've learned of all of those, whether it's teachings of Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, God, Joseph Smith, whatever it is, I've learned one thing, that in order to detach from outcomes and be ferocious in my daily practices, to be and enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit, pursuit of my potential, in order to do that, I have to have some source of faith. And for me, it's something bigger than me that's omniscient and all-powerful. So it knows everything and it has unlimited power, and all-knowing thing with unlimited power, whatever you define it as or name it, it protects me and promotes me, and it allows me to get to a better place, a better position, regardless of my opinion or judgment that's based on fear and doubt. So when things happen from me doing my best, trying to learn lessons and have fun along the way, as I light the way, all these things happen that I don't think are helping me get on my way to where I want to be or better. And so that small, subtle addition of or better is based off of the source of my faith, that I'm always going to be better, regardless of what I think or judge or my opinion is of the outcome. Therefore, I need to attach myself to the ferocious activities in my day of what I plan, don't plan, sleep, paid for and unpaid for. And if I am doing my best, learning lessons and having fun during the day in the trajectory of what I think I want or better, then that's going to aggregate, compound, and accelerate. But it's not going to work. I cannot detach my emotions if I sit there every day and say, I will be happy when. I will be happy when is the counterintuitive counterpart to detaching from outcomes and being a ferocious Buddha. You can't just be a Buddha and just sit and dream about what you want. You can't just be ferocious and think that you can make what you want happen. But you can be a ferocious Buddha and do your best, learn lessons, and have fun in a trajectory of what you think you want or better, and allow, as the outcomes come, a faith that that's better. So if a relationship falls by, a deal doesn't go through, you have a bankruptcy like I've had in 2008, lost over $100 million. You, in a short amount of time, minutes and moments, should feel, I don't know how this effed up thing is protecting and promoting me and making my life better, but I have a source of faith of something that's all-knowing. I'm not all-knowing. All-powerful. I'm not all-powerful. That loves, protects, and promotes me more than my mom. Therefore, I'm going to continue to be ferocious and not accelerate in the wrong direction, not create interferences, void, shortages, and obstacles to stop me based off of fear and insecurity, judgment, opinion, doubt, whatever it may be. I'm going to continue on the way. I'm going to continue identifying what's creating the clouds or interfering with my way. And I then am going to mathematically, statistically, efficiently, effectively get there in a better aggregate, a faster manner, and receive exponential results, even though I don't understand them and I don't realize the personal energy suck that they can create if I don't have a source of faith bigger than me that loves me more than my mom. All right, Nick, why don't you reset the room again? And let's go ahead and get someone else to come up here.
And David, before we actually, we have Ron who's patiently waiting, but is it okay if I go ahead and share my takeaway real quick?
Oh, yeah, please.
Awesome. So my takeaway of the month of August was one simple word, which is gratitude. And the quote, which is one of my favorite quotes that directly aligns with that, is life is not measured by the amount of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. And in August, I was just very, very blessed between the people I was surrounded with, spending a little extra time with my family, which I only get to do, you know, so very often, but let alone also, you know, just having an outpouring of love as I celebrated a birthday. It was a great reminder not only to be grateful for each and every day, let alone, you know, the people in your life, but also not to attach your emotions to the outcome or to that end destination, which we were just talking about, right? It's more about the pursuit and the true moments that throughout that pursuit take your breath away, not necessarily how many breaths you may be taking. So that was my takeaway for the month of August. It looks like we have Warris here. Long way, Warris. Welcome to the stage. Feel free to unmute yourself and share your takeaway. Welcome.
What's up? Happy Friday, everyone. Nick and Dave, you guys are killing it. I'm really grateful I got to come and hear your take on sort of detaching from the result. My takeaway for the month is just one of the values, accountability. And, you know, but I have a question. If we learn from our mistakes, why are we always so afraid to admit them? You know, I made a lot of mistakes this month, both in school or with friends or whatever it is. But when it comes to admitting it, I always have sort of a risk in the idea that I was in the wrong, even though I know it is. But why can't I admit that?
Yeah, it's interesting because I think learning at such a young age is so important. And the freedom that comes from admitting mistakes. The reason we don't admit mistakes is that I talked about earlier between who I am, someone who is imperfect, that doesn't know what they don't know, someone that's radically humble, and who I want people to think I am. And so, like I said, closing that gap requires us to be vulnerable. And the saddest thing is that we are giving when we admit mistakes, because we've already paid the dummy tax and we have the ability to save people that tax by sharing our mistakes and making them feel comfortable to share their mistakes, which then allows us not to have to pay the same tax that they're paying. And, you know, for me, I'll give you an example. The other day I had a friend who's a pretty big producer, talent agent, been around a long time. And, you know, there's a writer's strike and it's going to go on until 2024. And it's really putting a pinch on, you know, the industry, the leaders in the industry. And, you know, it's a scary time. Let's just put it that way. So I had invited him to our VIP dinner in Vegas. His initial response was very projecting. You know, I would love to come, but I'm doing these multi-million dollar movies and blah, 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 blah. And all projection of how perfect his life is. And then I said, oh, you will be missed. Please let me know how it can be of service. I responded to him. And he said, came back, he goes, actually, Dave, can I have a call? And so, you know, as always, prioritized it that night. In my non-time, I said, look, I got 5 minutes. I would love to hear. And the time I answered that night, he just broke down completely vulnerable and saying, actually, things aren't going well. And can you help me? And explain what was going on. And lo and behold, not only could I help him, but he could help me. What he does can help me. With the TV shows that we have, is we just finished filming season 5 3-minute drill, November and December in Vegas. We're filming Office Hours season 5. And there's a lot of things I could use his expertise in because he's paid so much dummy tax. And I haven't. I didn't go to USC film school like Mike Allen. I'm just a guy who, you know, was an English and poli sci major with a kinesiology minor. He went to law school and business school and, you know, learned a whole bunch of, I don't know anything about content or executive producing TV shows, movies, and things. And I could use his help. If we aren't accountable, Waris, if we don't share our mistakes, then we're making and helping other people make mistakes and vice versa. We have to fight the insecurity, the void between who we are and who we want people to think we are, and share our dummy tax. Be nice if, you know, I know some of you, wouldn't it be nice if we paid our federal and state tax, that everyone that we told the truth to wouldn't have to pay their federal and state tax? Well, I'm here to tell you that the dummy tax is far more valuable than state federal taxes that you're paying. The difference is you absolutely can save people from paying the tax. Unfortunately, we can't, by paying our state and federal taxes, save other people from paying their state and federal taxes, but we can help them not pay the dumb tax. So be vulnerable, share your mistakes, feel comfortable sharing your mistakes, feel comfortable knowing that everybody makes mistakes every day, and that the more we share them and the more we share the lessons in them, not only more help we will get, but we'll also be helping others and we'll be helping us. A perfect storm, as I say. All right, we are at halftime here on the Breakfast of Champions. I want to invite anyone who would like any of the exercises, guides, or my book, as always, happy to sign it, send it to you, pay for shipping. If you know a friend who could use a little bit of a boost, a motivation, and inspiration, go ahead, have them email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I'm on a mission to empower a billion to be happy. Only and best way to do that is to share my content and do good deeds. So please give my email out. Let them email me. I'll sign a book, send it to them, pay for shipping as a gift from you. That is perfectly fine with me. Please and come and visit us here in Fort Myers today at 2 p.m. at the Luminary Hotel in the lobby for a meetup, or come watch me speak if you want at noon or one, whatever we're doing here. And then next week in Vegas, come visit us there, meet up, VIP dinner, etc. Please, Nick, who's next?
I love it. Thanks so much, as always, David. Just a reminder for everybody, david@dmeltzer.com, whether it's meetup details, VIP dinners, books, and everything in between, just email him directly, david@dmeltzer.com. And we have Alex, who is on stage here patiently waiting. Alex, happy Friday. Feel free to unmute yourself and share your takeaway. Welcome.
Happy Friday, everyone. Yes, so my takeaway for the month of August is that attention plus intention equals the coincidences that we have in our life. And that is also true of things that we don't want. So my focus going into this next month is to make sure that I'm not wishing for what I don't want, because I want those coincidences in my life if they're not going to serve me.
Yeah, you are a great student, Alex, and thank you so much for joining us. It is true, right? The mathematical equation of luck, the mathematical equation of coincidence, the mathematical equation of karma, and karma means action, is what we focus in on, what we pay attention to personally, experientially, getting and receiving, and then what we give intention to by doing, saying, thinking, believing, and feeling that which we want, that we're paying attention to, equals the coincidence, the karma, the action, the luck in our lives. And we don't realize it, that even when we have negative words or negative thoughts, that those are instantaneously creating negative progress. Is it all consuming? Does it determine our fate? Absolutely not. But it aggregates, it compounds, and it accelerates. And the more that you do say, think, believe, and feel negative things of what you don't want, what's missing, or what other people want, we are making negative progress. We just don't have an awareness to that progress. We just don't have a capability of being able to see the progress until it has accumulated until we've received an aggregate or compounding effect of the progress in which our behaviors and what we think, say, do, believe, and feel are trajectory-wise moving toward. So that mathematical equation of luck, what we pay attention to, what we give intention to, equals the coincidences in our the action. The luck is by far, for me, the only pragmatic quantitative way that I can realize, make real, the progress of behaviors of what we do, say, think, believe, and feel. And so I think a good formula to use to gain the realization and the awareness to behaviors and the instantaneous result of behaviors, which is what? Progress in that trajectory. And so if we are creating progress as your trajectory, but we don't want what's missing or what other people want, don't be surprised when what's missing, what you don't want or what other people want, becomes real. Excellent questions, excellent takeaway. If Ron's not here, he messaged me. Is Ron here?
Ron, let's see if you can go ahead and unmute yourself. Again, right at the lower right-hand corner. Ron, can you hear me?
I think I found the button. Can you hear me?
That a boy.
Hi, David.
Hi. Good. What's your takeaway for the month?
Yeah, so my takeaway is that you taught me about more consistency and asking and being able to receive better. And I'm starting to have been starting to take last month more action with this consistency. So when I felt like I was done for the day, I gave myself another hour of calls, emails. And David, I'm starting to see a difference. So consistency, that's all I can say. And thank you so much.
Thank you. And I think this is aligned with what we were just talking about, right? That when you first started asking for more, you didn't see the progress. And it took time for it to aggregate, compound, and accelerate. And as it continually doubles by putting in that hour of day of asking for help and being consistent and asking for help in person, on the phone, via email, traditional, social media, whichever aspects it is, I personally have a minimum of making sure that I do it consistently 7 days a week, at least a minimum of one time a day. And I make sure that I check the outbox in my sent items, my own email, to make sure there's ass in there. Hey, would you join our free Friday training? Would you like to come to our meetup? Would you like to come to our VIP dinner? Would you like a free book? Would you like an exercise on the 5 daily practices of consistency, of the habit machine? Whatever it may be, it's amazing when we don't see the progress instantaneously, but have faith that the progress is occurring instantaneously, a lot supplementary, synergistic to what behaviors we have by doing, saying, thinking, believing, and feeling, that we live in a value add world where we're adding value by asking for help and also receiving help. What a great takeaway. It's one of my favorite. People ask me all the time, what would I do differently? What would I tell my 18-year-old self? What would I tell my 10-year-old self, my 28, 38, 48, and even 55-year-old self? I'll tell you what I tell myself. Be consistent in asking for help in person, on the phone, via email, traditional and social media. Ask for help. Confirm to the universe, conform to your source of faith, that you believe in a world of more than enough, an abundant, infinite system of thought that we all belong to, unified by ourselves. Thank you, Ron, and I certainly appreciate you giving all your help. You're probably one of my number one contributors. I get so many people emailing me, hey, Ron told me that you would give me a book. I love that. Man, I wish there was more Rons in the world so I can meet and hopefully achieve the mission of changing the collective consciousness of happiness.
Thank you, David. Have a great weekend.
Dude, thank you, Ron. Man, I can't tell you how many people are like Ron that tell me, hey, Dave, I've said thank you for 30 straight days and it works. Hey, Dave, I started asking for 30 days in a row for help and it works. Yes, it works because of one mathematical formula. What you pay attention to and give intention to will equal the outcomes, the coincidences, the karma, the actions in your life. Amazing. Nick, before you go ahead and reset the room again, I'm going to take a takeaway from Dolan White online here as well. And I want to thank everyone for being online. We do it this in the multicast. I call it Stanford and Son multicast. We are on every single platform, every single week. Every Friday, it'll be 24 years in October. I've been free Friday trainings, and it's been a great joy. I obviously, after 24 years, have seen the aggregate compounding and acceleration, the outcomes that I want or better. But Dolan, you picked one of my favorite takeaways. You said favorite takeaway of the month this month is you can never overachieve your own self-image. Man, have I limited myself in my life? And have I moved in the wrong direction, trajectory in my life because I didn't understand the world of more than enough, world of plus one, the world of my self-image and, you know, challenging, where am I limiting myself? What do I believe I am? And what am I doing to interfere with it? I see so many young people today that don't have or think big. If you're thinking big, bigger, that's all I can say. Everybody, because of the infinite nature of thought, is thinking too small. Everyone. And so since there is an infinite system of thought, a unified, infinite, abundant system of thought, I think a daily part of my practice is to think bigger and to not limit myself, notating that I can never overachieve my own self-image. So if I utilize my own self-image as an indicator of where I want to be or better, and expand that out and confirm with the universe that there is more than enough, that I am enough or I am more than enough in order to achieve more than enough, it is a crucial component to what we do. Does it mean you're going to get it tomorrow? Absolutely not. Maybe actually, not absolutely not, but most likely not. but you will achieve more than enough every day or progress towards more than enough every day, which will get you to more than enough every day. That is awesome. And we are here the first day of September on the Breakfast of Champions. Incredible moderator, the incredible Nick. He's one of the kindest human beings I've ever met, and I'm so blessed to have him on today. Thank you, Nick. Can you go ahead and reset the room and tell me where to go or who you like to bring up?
Of course. Thank you for the kind words as well, David. You gave me chills here kicking off the month, so I really do appreciate it. And a quick reset of the room here. We're knocking on the door. So if you guys have your takeaways of the month and would like to share that, make sure to request to join the stage here and continue to share this incredible room and community with your friends, family, and anybody that you know would benefit from this incredible conversation. And I know we have, let me double check here, we have Xavier who is patiently waiting. So Xavier Paul, if you want to go ahead and unmute yourself and share your takeaway of the month, welcome. So welcome and happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday. Hi, Nick. Hi, David. Hi, everybody. Yeah, really exciting to be here. Friday is a special day. I always try to take that Friday feeling into Monday morning.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and as an actor, we learn in acting training, the beginning is the end and the beginning. You know, you start a script, you go through it one time, and that energy you have at the end is really the energy that you want to take to the beginning. So that being pretty holistically, my little tip is that I'm discovering that true caring is a great marketing tool. Like true, I mean, we care. I know as an actor, I've cared, but many times the caring was caring about getting a part. But the true caring is that deeper level where it's like, I really want to be of service and how can I really help, you know? And that I'm discovering people can tell the difference, the vibration. They can feel real, true caring, going a bit slower, paying a bit closer attention, getting correct spelling of names, little micro details that I'm recognizing, you know, are very important that communicate that message that I'm in the moment with my clients. So those are some of the things that are coming up for me.
Yeah, genius. And I always love the name Xavier. They ask if you could name yourself, what name would you give yourself? It'd be Xavier McMeltzer, the X-Man, providing that sincerity, that essence, the skills, knowledge, and desire that we have at the vibration or frequency. In fact, you being here, this community of people who want to help each other and know people that can help each other is a frequency. And there's a reason that all of you are here in that frequency of sincerity. of truly caring. Everybody cares at a certain degree, just like everybody feeds and bleeds at a certain degree. And within the context of our relativity, of who wants most relative to us, we can look and see and utilize that caring, that essence of, hey, these people are people who are feeding me because of their authentic, quote unquote, their frequency is part of my neighborhood. We are feeding each other, not just individually, but also as a collective consciousness, and understanding how interfering our own insincerity can be, how that gap between, like you said, what we want or what we want other people to think we want, or what we are and what we want other people to think we are, creates that interference, those clouds along the way, the darkness along the way, the interference along the way, the voice shortages, obstacles. And to feel good about ourselves and who we are and the mistakes that we make, and the things that happen that we don't want to happen, and share those things with other people, the things that are happening that we don't want to happen, and sharing those things and the lessons, or getting lessons from others or insight from others, is essential to our essence. And as we elevate our own frequency, our own vibration, and we not only elevate the frequency, but we also broaden the spectrum of the frequency so that we can tune into multiple channels and they can tune into us. See, right now, look around you. The one thing that you don't see is frequency. You don't see it. But if you had a radio right now, there's about 100 different stations of frequency that you could tune into. Top that by an infinite amount, and now we're looking at how many frequencies you can tune into. And so the three components of your essence, Xavier, that you're talking about, that are illustrated through caring, the essence of caring, the truth of what you care about, meaning that selfless, unconditional love, that sharing and confidence and source of faith that we're all one in this infinite unified system of thought, is just like a radio, except for there's an infinite amount of frequencies. And so you need three things. One, by being ourselves, by caring, truly caring, as you talk about, we strengthen our signal. So our signal now goes out so more people can tune to us. We broaden the spectrum so we can not only tune into so many different people, but also have them tune into us as well. And then we also have a clearer, more sincere message that resonates with people, that indicates to them that we're here to feed, not bleed. And if we look at the three components of frequency, understanding our neighborhood is our frequency, and our frequency is our neighborhood of people who want to help each other, and know people that can help each other by truly caring, not just caring what we want, but who we can help, who can help us, and how best we can do that. Now we're elevating that consciousness, we're elevating others, we're empowering others to empower others, which is along and aside our mission of elevating the collective consciousness. What a great takeaway. I see that a lot, and there's no accident or coincidence that you're here. Please join us more often, Xavier. Thanks for joining us.
Awesome. Thanks so much once again. And Dave, I think let's go ahead and take a takeaway from TikTok, and then we'll come back and we have Colleen who's patiently waiting. So I have one here from TikTok. Jay on TikTok said his takeaway is picking a strategy or two and find them every day without quitting until it almost becomes second nature.
Yeah, that's, talk about the habit machine. For me, number one, I have three non-negotiables a day as a strategy, right? I spend a minimum amount of time each day on my health and trajectory, where I want to be, the longevity that I want, by giving meaning, finding light, love, and lessons in the past. And so I ask myself, accordingly, in that non-negotiable of health, what is it that I want personally, experientially, giving and receiving wise with that health? And two, that I spend with my family, and once again, personally, experientially, giving and receiving wise. And then three, time, right? How am I utilizing my time productively, excessively, graciously, activity I get paid for, unpaid for, planned, unplanned, and sleep, whatever it may be. And so I think it's essential to create a habit machine to enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of your own trajectory, your own potential or better. And the only way we can do that is do what we want each day in the trajectory of what we think we want and giving meaning to the past. Then we can determine the who can help us and who can we help. And then how can we utilize the time in order to execute on what we want. Now, if you do that, if you take this idea of I'm going to pick a strategy or two or three or whatever it is and stick to it each day consistently and persistently without quit, then we are able to know what's important to us. And that's so essential because, like we've talked about all day, God's going to laugh at you. So, you know, as much as I study what I have planned, I study the non-time of what I don't have planned so that when God laughs at me and kicks me in the face or indicates I have a better place to be, a better position to be in, I know where I can fit that in or where I move what used to be a priority into that space and make the other thing a priority when I get kicked in the face or God laughs at me. Prioritization is an antidote to feeling overwhelmed, to procrastination. But you can't prioritize unless you have that strategy that you're enjoying consistent, persistent pursuit of. And then you can, instead of searching for what you don't have, what's missing, what other people want, searching for your why, you can apply your why with enthusiasm, in theos, with God, with your source of faith, whatever it may be. And that will continue to make you more productive, accessible, and gracious, more efficient, effective, and statistically successful in everything that you do, allowing the three characteristic energy of aggregation, compounding, and acceleration to occur. And you can effectuate everything you want or better in your life and live with abundance and happiness. These five daily practices, I'm more than happy to send to all of you. Are the cornerstone of the 24 hours that I use every day in a trajectory of the infinite future by learning the lessons of the infinite past, the defining moments, setbacks, failures, mistakes, etc. If you want to learn how to do this, if you want aggregation, compounding, and acceleration towards what you want or better in your life, it's the best way that I've learned how to do it through these five daily practices. Of course, I'll throw in my book. Just email me. Please get your friends to email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I will send this stuff for free, pay for shipping, pay for the book. Come visit me here in Fort Myers today at 2 p.m. Come out to Vegas and visit me. Come join a frequency, a neighborhood. Come to our meetups. Come to our dinners. Whatever I do for you, please take advantage of it or other people that you want to be in a position or a situation with in your neighborhood. All right, Nick, let's bring up Colleen.
Beautiful. Once again, everybody, that is david@dmeltzer.com. And David always talks about, right, one of the best ways or things that you can do to change your life is just by simply saying thank you, which takes 0.1 seconds. But if you want to even take it a step further, I promise you, if you take 15 to 30 seconds and just send David an email, it'll change your life as well. And we are in the fourth quarter here. We got about 8 minutes here on your house. And Colleen, though, you've been patiently waiting, so thank you for your patience. Feel free to unmute yourself. Happy Friday and share that takeaway.
Good morning. Happy Friday, everybody. I initially put a takeaway in, but honestly, I think it's changed now after listening to Ron and Xavier. I think through vulnerability, you can really find an amazing community. I think that's been my takeaway over the last month. Understanding that you can really rely on a community to not only be there for you personally, but professionally, whether it's asking them for help in business and looking for new business or sales, to personally just having new bait and having, you know, the community come and help where and when they can. So I think being more vulnerable in order to attract a community, you'll never feel lonely that way.
That's an amazing takeaway. And yeah, just to reiterate, the reason that is that if you are on the way and you clear away the clouds, the darkness, what stops us from having that community, that collective consciousness, is our own truth, being honest with ourselves. And, you know, there's a saying about liberating our light, our truth, our potential, allows other people to do the same. And That's why it creates a community of people that will help each other and know people that can help each other, whether it's personally or professionally. And the confirmation of a value add world, of a world of more than enough, an abundant world, a unified, abundant, infinite system of thought that we all belong to, is liberated by being honest with ourselves, being vulnerable about telling the truth of what dummy tax we paid, and allowing others to feel comfortable, or liberating others to do the same, or liberating others' light. And it is the fear that creates that darkness. There's a scene in Coach Carter at the end where one of the players stands up and to thank Coach Carter for what he does, and gives a soliloquy about liberating light. And it's an amazing, if anyone wants to catch it, I can send it to you as well. But it's one that I read often to remind myself that when I liberate my truth, I'm allowing others to liberate theirs. I'm also enhancing and increasing the frequency and neighborhood that I live in of people that are honest with themselves, and therefore allow and encourage others to be honest with themselves to create that essence that Xavier was talking about as well. Amazing. I think we got about 5 minutes left, Nick. Tell me where to go, what to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And David, that's one of my favorite quotes as well. I actually pulled that up. Is it okay if I just take a quick minute here to be able to share that, to build on that?
Oh God, I was looking for it on my phone as well, but I got like six. I got like six phones. It's a Sanford and Son setup to do Friday trainings now. That, you know, when I'm guessing, but I think we're almost close to 100,000 people that register for training on all the platforms that we have. And so that beats, you know, for the first probably 20 years, especially before COVID, where, you know, we would get 50 to 100 people showing up at my office. Now, the advantage now, Nick, before you read that, is I used to buy everybody lunch, and I'm asking for help. I've asked Taco Bell, I've asked Blaze Pizza, I've asked several of the CEOs that I know, can we, you know, if this is the breakfast of champions, I should go ask Denny's as well. But this, or was it the C one that we had on? But anyway, I should get free breakfast for everyone. Like, get a code and get free breakfast for everyone for the breakfast of champions on Friday trainings now. I'm going to put my team on that. So we'll get a big company. Everybody can have breakfast on me to go back to the old days, hopefully before we get to the 24th year in October. But go ahead, Nick. Can you read off how we liberate light?
Absolutely. So the quote from the movie Coach Carter is, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. You playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. They're all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. One of my favorite quotes of all time, as we have about 3 minutes here, David, let's go ahead. And we have our last takeaway of the day, which is going to be the one and only Mr. Blaine Parrish. Blaine, happy Friday. Feel free to unmute yourself and share your takeaway.
Hi there. Happy Friday. So my takeaway for this month is the idea that life is a mirror. And we've already talked about one of the ways that it's a mirror, that our results are a reflection of our self-image. The other way is that the things that bother us the most about others could be the things that bother us most about ourselves. So that is my takeaway for the month.
Yeah, and that's one also beside the quote that Nick had just read off for us. That's one of my favorite lessons that has evolved since Sanskrit. So thousands of years ago, not only, you know, do we receive a body, not only are we here to learn lessons, and the lessons will keep on coming until we learn them. But another one of the 12 rules or instructions of being human is others are mirrors of ourselves. And, you know, personally, I deal with that all the time, because genetically and energetically, I'm an overseller, back-end seller, manipulator, and cheater. And I'm 55, and you know, this inherent dis-ease, inherent genetically and energetically, to be a fractured narcissist is a long journey to try to heal. And so when others lie to me, manipulate me, cheat me, or I attract others lying, manipulating, and cheating me, overselling and back-end selling, street hustling me, man, I fight it because it is a terrible reflection. And to be vulnerable and tell people, look, I've gone through it. I know why I lost over $100 million. I know what I was attracting to myself. I know what I was responsible for. I know what perception I was participating in order to effectuate that. And I look deeply into what bugs the shit out of me, because I know it's what bugs the shit about me, not of me. And so if we can understand that others mirror ourselves and indicate to us and thank others for indicating what we don't like about ourselves, where we need to heal, where our dis-ease exists, we'll all be better off. And so thank you, Blaine. Yeah, that's a big one for me. I'm going through it right now, seeing that in others and, you know, dissipating, you know, how much it really bugs me. And I've been working it for years, 17 to be exact, to heal that. And I'm doing a good job, and I can keep on doing a good job and doing better. I'm going to finish up because it's 10 o'clock on the East Coast here. Someone had put in as their takeaway, grief is the price we pay for love. Queen Elizabeth said that. And someone is thankful they had lost their father. I recently had lost my uncle. And it's amazing how much love my family must have had for him, because the grief for some of us has been tremendous. But it's just a representation of how much we loved that person, the amount of grief that it has created. I wish everybody happiness. I am here in Fort Myers. Come see me at 2 p.m. today at the Luminary Hotel. Next week, I'll be in Las Vegas. Check me out. We'll be there for meetup. We'll be at the Wynn at the studio. We'll be at Caesars for the meetup and speech and VIP dinner. Email me, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com if you want to join us. Books, guides, exercises. Give it as a gift to your friend as well. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day. Remember, email me. Or if you want to, we've got so much going on. The easiest way to know where we are is join my text community, 949-298-2905. 949-298-2905. david@dmeltzer.com. Remember, most importantly, be kind to your future self and do good deeds. We'll see you later, hopefully today. Take care.